It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapel Valley High School for tonight's Camden Conference matchup between the McRae Wolverines and the Lacapel Valley Eagles. Join me on the broadcast tonight, not the first time, Sue Volk. Sue Volk has helped me a number of times over the years doing volleyball and softball, right, Sue?
Right, yeah, and we tried to meet, hit up, you know, a couple times this year, and it hasn't worked out for schedules, yeah. But here we are.
Well, I know you ref the junior high games earlier tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I get the honor of going, watching them, and reffing them this year, and we've got some nice up-and-coming volleyball players in the program.
Right, so I appreciate you sticking around and helping me broadcast today. We're getting on the air a little late because it's a parent night and senior night, and they recognize four seniors for Lacapel Valley that put a lot of time into this program. I know, Sue, you had them for coaches as well.
Yeah, the last time that I coached volleyball was these seniors were seventh graders, and so kind of fun to broadcast this game, and kind of is a lot of emotion in the gym tonight. But, you know, I saw a lot of hugs and tears when they're introducing their seniors and kind of giving a little send-off. So kind of a nice atmosphere here tonight with Parents Night and Senior Night.
Why don't you tell our listeners who them four seniors were that they just recognized?
Hey, Abby Amlin, she's an outside hitter. Callie Kahn is a middle hitter. And Lindsay Lovickson is a defensive specialist. And Paisley Monroe, she has been kind of hurt all season. She's kind of had she had some heart issues, but then she came back, and then now she has some foot issues. So kind of had a tough season, but she's a good little player just to have on the bench.
Yeah, it's quite the scene here with their parents out on the floor and giving them the much recognition that they need, deserve. They probably, when do they start playing volleyball too?
It's about the middle of August.
When they're young.
When they're young. So they do the elementary program, and then when they have an organized team is when they're in junior high.
Okay. Yeah, so they've put a lot of volleyball in their careers, that's for sure.
So we have, we have JO volleyball, so these girls play in the off season too during the summer, so which is an organized event for them to get a lot of playing time.
All right, well, let's talk about these two teams here, and then we'll go through the State Farm starting lineup. First of all, I should mention in JV tonight, McRae beat Lacapel Valley 2-1. The Eagles took the first set 25-14. McRae won the second set 25-16. And then kind of a disappointing third set for the Eagles JV there. They're up pretty good, and give McRae credit there. They came back and won, 15-13, I think it was.
If you know anything about volleyball, momentum is it. And you could definitely see the change of momentum in there. Lacapel had maybe a couple errors, which caused them to get down themselves a little bit, and McRae capitalized that and came back and took that set.
All right, let's talk about the McRae Wolverines. They have 19 wins this season and just 6 losses, and they probably have 2 of the best volleyball players in the state of Minnesota on their team. We'll talk about them in a little bit. McRae's 6 losses came to Wabasso, who's having a great season as well. They lost to Fillmore Central, state-ranked RTR, and state-ranked Mineota. And they lost last Saturday in the Marshall tournament. They lost to Central Minnesota Christian, 2-1, and Wabasso again, 0-2 there, in the Jimmy John's Volleyball Classic at Marshall High School and SMSU this weekend. So the Wolverines, they're currently ranked 7th in Class A. And so it'll be a tall task here for La Caparo Valley tonight. Let's talk about the Eagles. Eagles are 6-16. They had a couple wins this weekend. They were also in the Jimmy John Volleyball Classic in Marshall. I believe they went 2-5. 2-5. They beat Dawson Boyd. They beat Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop. Then they lost to Litchfield, Montevideo, Adrian Ellsworth, and Westbrook Walnut Grove. So the girls, like Fall girls, got a lot of volleyball. That's a lot of volleyball in 2 days, isn't it, Sue?
It is, yeah. I remember when my daughter played in that, and it's a fun atmosphere, though. There's volleyball everywhere and players, and it's just a good event that they put on down there.
All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Your State Farm, your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Canby and Madison. First for the McRae Wolverines, number 2, Samantha Holtgren. She's a setter, 5'8 junior. Number 3, and she's a good one, Emma Tyne, an outside hitter, 6-foot senior. Number 7, Brielle Jansen, middle blocker, 6'1 senior. Brielle's an outstanding athlete, volleyball and basketball player. We'll talk about Brielle. It's actually her birthday today, so we got to wish Brielle a happy birthday. Number 9, Ruby Holtgren, middle blocker, outside hitter, 5'9 sophomore. Number 11, Eva Swanson, a middle blocker, outside hitter, 5'9 junior. And Emerson Peterson, number 12, 5'7 and a junior. The McRae Wolverines are coached by Tori Brower, assisted by Emily Carlson and Sydney Schweder. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the 19-6 McRae Wolverines. For La Caparo Valley tonight, the usual starters, number 2, Maya Sawatsky, a setter, she's just a freshman. Number 7, Lindsay Ludvigson, a defensive specialist. Lindsay's 5'4 and a senior. Number 8, Abby Amlin, an outside hitter, 5'11 senior. Sophie Leah, a right side hitter, 5'10 and a sophomore. Number 12, a senior, Callie Kahn. Callie's a middle blocker. Number 15, Faith Meyer. Faith is a sophomore at 5'9 and a middle blocker. The Eagles are coached by Amber Lee, assisted by Morgan Jager and Morgan Stark and Lydia Nash. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineup here tonight at La Caparo Valley High School. A lot of McRae fans in front of us here, Sue. You know, the Eagles are getting good attendance this year as well, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
Yep. I tell you what, we're going to carry the national anthem live tonight because I guess the boys are, I don't even know what group they're called, but they've sang the national anthem at Twins games and all over the place, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have.
So we want to carry that live. So that wraps up our Subway pregame show here at La Caparo Valley tonight. And we'll be back in a couple minutes with the national anthem and then the starting lineups right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison,
Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Callie Kahn with the LQPV Girls Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Paul Ramel on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lac Proud Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Welcome back to Lacapral Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Sue Volk tonight. Sue is putting the headset on and helping out with volleyball. We've done a few softball games too, haven't we, Sue?
We sure have. Yeah, those have been some fun times, good memories for me.
And I understand they tore my softball press box down.
They have. I haven't been out there to look at that yet, but yeah, I hear it's not the same. We're going to have to not climb up that little ladder that we've always had to climb up.
Yeah. Yeah, but hopefully not.
Anyway, hopefully not.
There's a new press box going up. That really looks nice back there with the tennis courts and now the softball complex being built as well. All right, so we're going to carry our national anthem live tonight, and hope they can hear them in the background. We'll turn our mics up here a little bit. It's the Lacapral Guys Group or...
They
got to have a name, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know what they call themselves, but I saw them, they were warming up back there, so they're ready to go.
All right. PA announcer is Scott Zawatsky, and we will carry this national anthem live here in a minute. And these boys can sing, let me tell you. They are very impressive. Oh, they're going to do a national anthem first? Okay. All right, here we go. I'll turn it up, and this is Scott Swatsky, your PA announcer.
At this time, we ask you to rise to the table and salute and wear our faces, our nation's
tell you what, Paul, that gives me chills. Every time I listen to them, they harmonize so well.
Oh, they are amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right, we'll take a commercial break here, about a minute break, and when we come back, we'll have the first Serbine sponsor.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Welcome back to Lockerfile Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo and Sue Volk here. We're about to get the volleyball match underway. We're running a little late here. We usually start around 7:15, but it's here tonight. It's all the parents on all the players and JV players and senior night as well. Yeah, Lockerfile Valley, so we got to give them time for that. And then what a national anthem by them four young men that you just heard. And I'll post that up on my social media site after the match here, Sue. So.
Sounds good.
All right, McRae off to a great start. 19 wins, 6 losses. Of course, Brielle Jansen, 6'1", senior. What an athlete she is. And Emma Thine, a 6-foot senior as well. Not only good volleyball players, but outstanding basketball players for the Wolverines as well. Brielle Jansen has already signed to play at Minnesota State Mankato in basketball. She's going to the next level, and I didn't hear how what Emma's going to be doing, but I think maybe Southwest State, but we'll see for sure. Boy, the Lockerfile students, they're making some noise tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. It kind of gets what their theme is tonight. It looks like it's, I will see a lot of red. I don't know. I don't know what their theme is tonight.
You know, the best theme I've seen this year is over in Granite Falls. It was a garbage bag night. All the students had them big black garbage bags. Just cut a hole in the middle and put their feet through, or put their head through. And
very clever.
It was hilarious. Hey, we got a line judge tonight. Guess who our line judge is? You'll never guess.
My boss.
Your boss. Scott Lemke, the superintendent of schools, is line judging tonight.
Yeah, we had, I can't remember who was scheduled to work tonight, but we couldn't find anybody to work, and he said, I'll do it, he said, and his daughter plays volleyball. She's on Jamestown college team, and so he watches a lot of volleyball, so he was up for the task.
I don't think I've ever seen a school superintendent be a line judge in volleyball.
You know what, Paul? I did tell him I'd say nice things about him, so
okay.
I better do
you
that.
You better do that. How is he as a boss?
He's a good boss, yeah.
Yeah, Scott and I do a radio show once a month after the school board meeting, Lockerfile Valley School Update. Not only Scott is an outstanding school superintendent, he's an outstanding musician, too.
Yeah, he has done the gig, I think, at
Strengthening the Family.
Yeah, there it was, yeah.
Yep.
He's been at the Merck a couple times, too, actually.
Yep. All right, here we go, folks. McRae in their bright green uniforms, Eagles in their black and red. McRae serving. Sawatsky. Shelstead down low. Here's a play at the net and a little touch over there by number 9. That's Ruby Holtgren. Boy, there's a lot of McRae fans sitting below us here.
There sure are.
And we are underway here between state-ranked McRae and Lockerfile Valley. Here's a serve from the Wolverines. Sawatsky bumps it up over to Kahn. Jansen. Here's Brielle in the middle, and first kill of the night for the birthday girl, Brielle Jansen. 2-0 McRae. Eagles got to hold their mistakes down when you play a very good team. Here's an ace serve by Holtgren, and McRae jumps out to a 3-0 lead. Ruby Holtgren. serving. And it's a little run jump serve. In the back row it goes to number seven. That's Ludvigson. And the Eagles get it over the net. Here's a set and a drive and a kill. Oh, no, that's a point for the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, out the box.
So the Eagles get their first point off a block. Ludvigson's going to come out on the rotation, and in is Carson Whitnable. Carson's an outside hitter and a junior. And here's Peyton Sachs. As I mentioned before, Peyton's an outstanding golfer as well. Love watching her in state golf. Oh, here's a nice set and a big kill there by number seven. Brielle Jansen, her second.
She's way above the net on that hit.
Well, she is 6'1".
Yeah.
And she can jump. That was a beautiful set by Holmgren. The setter's like the quarterback. Aston Shell said a little too far pass to the net. And the Wolverines get the point. I'm impressed with Aston Shell. She's just an ace to do. That'd be pretty nerve-wracking to be an eighth grader and be on varsity back room doing fantastic.
Yeah, she's beat my god.
Oh, she is. No, I'm not an eighth grader now. Oh, and the Eagles get the point there. Was that Ludvigson?
Yes, it was.
Ludvigson, or no, Carson.
Whitnable, yep.
There's Ludvigson serving in the back for Holmgren. Here's the set by Samantha Holmgren. Dug up nicely there by Sachs. Shell said on the third hit. Brielle Holmgren to Jansen. Boom. Automatic.
Wow.
Big hit again. 6-2 is the score. 6-2 is the score, and here's Maya Post. The libero player serves in the back row to Swatsey. Passes up to Ludvigson. Callie Pond gets the job done for the Eagles.
Yeah, a little communication in the back row there. They're talking it over, but nice, nonetheless, nice hit.
The key to the volleyball is getting the ball passed up to your setter, isn't it?
It is, yep. It's all about the second hit.
That's where it all starts. And McCray drives it over the net. Here's Swatsky setting up Whitnable again. Nice set by Swatsky. And Whitnable timed that one for her second kill of the set here. The senior, Callie Kahn, hits the ball over the net. Here's number 11. Swenson of the drive, dug up nicely. Abby Amlin, good.
Nice kill by Abby. Nice set by Swatsky right to her, and she puts it to the floor.
And I got to give a shout-out to Abby's aunt who's listening in Wisconsin. She always listens to us in Wisconsin. That's where she lives. Oh, what happened there?
A little miscommunication back with the barrel, but nonetheless, Point Lock Pile tied 6-6.
The Eagles have tied it up 6-6. Con serves in the back row. It goes. Here's Jansen pushing it over on the outside, and the Eagles can't return it. And McCray goes up by one. 7-6, McCray. Here's Brielle Jansen serving for McCray. They got a list of 6 foot. She was taller than that.
Jump.
Here's Abby the drive. A nice dig by Jansen in the back row. Eagles trying to keep her eye. And Chelsea says, oh, she hit the roof. Point McCray.
Great effort by Black Pearl Valley to bring that ball back.
8-6, Wolverine. And Coach Corey Brower showing Brielle where to serve the ball. And a nice dig, and it goes over the net. Oh, and the Eagles return it by Whitnable. There's a drive from the outside. It's out. Point Eagles. Samantha Holmgren, the setter, junior, set it number 9, Ruby Holmgren, sophomore. I'm not sure if they're sisters or cousins. But here's Ludwig serving. This is Marley. A run jump serve by Marley. Over the net it goes. Pass up to the net. Front net. And drive there by number 3, Emma Kine. And it's good.
I think that was actually Maya Mortensen serving that ball.
Okay. Number three was to kill Emma Stein, her first kill. Oh, that was mine. I'm sorry. Number 16. 9-7, 2-point lead for the McRae Wolverines. We're in set one, just underway. And there's an ace serve by the Wolverines. Number two, Samantha Holtgren.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Ludvigson from the LKPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
All right, welcome back to Rockefeller Valley, everyone. Sorry about the technical difficulties there. We lost our signal for some reason. That's never happened before. Anyway, to catch you up to date here, McRae leading Lacapoil Valley 12-8 and make that 13-8. We're in set one. Ruby Holtgren just got her a second kill. Second kill for Ruby. Lacapoil's playing pretty good against the state-ranked Wolverines.
They sure are. It's just that, you know, we got to be able to defend their serve, and that's what we're struggling with right now.
And Abby couldn't get it over the net, hit it into the net. 14-8, McRae. McRae comes in ranked number 7 in Class A. Here's a serve by the Wolverines, Eva Swenson. And it's an ace serve.
Yeah, their serves are just, you just can't defend it.
Like a sinker ball? Or
kind of, yeah. It just kind of like skims right over the net and then drops.
Number 11, Eva Swenson serves again in the shell set. The 8th grader passes it up to the center, Sawatsky. Here's Amlin. Good. Nice shot by Amlin. Abby's second kill. She comes out. Khan comes in. Here's Shellstead. Ashton. Run jump serve for Ashton Shellstead. Over to net it goes. Jansen passes it all up and a hit from the middle. Dug up nicely there by Ludvigson. Over the net it goes. Play at the net. Khan keeps alive. And Callie can't rebound it off the net. Point for the Wolverines, 16-9 is your score. McRae serving. This is Emma Tyne. And an ace serve for Tyne. Boy, the Eagles are just struggling to serve receive, aren't they?
They sure are.
You got to be able to pass the ball up to your setter, Sawatsky. Tyne, again, serving. Here it is. Over the net, in the back row it goes. Pass up to Sawatsky, the setter. Khan drives it home. That's what you need to do, right?
Started with the pass, though, Paul.
That's right. It did. Who was that? Number seven?
Number seven, Lindsay. Yeah.
Lindsay Ludvigsen. Nice pass by Ludvigsen. She comes out with Meyer. Peyton Sachs comes back in, and Whitnable back in for the Eagles. So far, Superintendent Scott Lemke, I don't think he's missed any.
No, he hasn't missed a call yet, and I haven't seen his face get red. So,
if you think he does miss one, we're going to call it out, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Peyton serves in the back row. Holtgren, chance on the slide. Oh, nice ditch. Oh, what a play by the Eagles. Holtgren sets up Jansen for the point. Well, what a good defensive play by Lacapal.
Yeah, it's too bad they just couldn't string that together, but McCray just went over the block.
18-10. McCray leading by 8 points here in set one. And the Lacapal students making some noise as Mendoza serves in the back door to Payton. Passes up to Ludvigsen. Eagles get it over. Here's a slide and a hit there by Jansen. Nice dig up. Dug up there by Peyton. Was that Cali?
I think it was, yeah.
Cali Khan pokes it over.
I like your volleyball turn in the slide, Paul. That's pretty impressive there.
Molly Hennon taught me that one.
Very nice.
I need to blow out my volleyball vocabulary more. Oh, look at that kill. My goodness. Monster kill by Jansen in the middle. Now, I'd get out of the way of that one. That was hit hard. Man.
Ashton's looking over to the coach and saying, what should I do? Got to get low.
Oh, there's a rare service there by Maya Post of McCray. 19-12, the score. McCray leading here on senior night. Seniors are out in the commons area signing their pictures. We saw the match, and a kill there on the outside by Eva Swenson. 20-12 is your score, set one. Glad you're with us tonight on Q92. Paul Ramo and Sue Volks. Shelstead bumps it up. The Eagles got to get it over on the third hit, and Hamlin does just that. Here's a set by Holtgren, blocked at the net by the Eagles. Outside hit, Shelstead. Ludvigsen, and Hamlin hits it into the net. Good effort, though, by the Eagles.
Very good effort.
We played at 25. It's 21-12, Wolverines. Real Jensen, it's your birthday. Serves in the Shelstead. Here's Stolatsky, going to set Hamlin from the outside. A drive, Real passes it up to Holtgren. And there's a drive by Pine from the outside, and it's out. Easy call for line judge Scott Lemke. Oh, now what do we got? Oh, substitute. Maya Mortensen is going to come in. Maya just a ninth grader, you know. Coach Amber Lee's got a number of young girls playing varsity.
She sure does.
Here's Mortensen with her serve, and it's a good one into Jansen up to Holtgren. And here's Pine from the outside, and that's out. 21-14, can the Eagles go on a run here? In Lakeview, I saw Maya do four ace serves in a row.
That's what we need at this point.
21-14, and Mortensen serve goes in to post. And getting it over there was Pine. Now set back set there by Ludvigsen. Swatsky throws it over back to the McCray side from the outside. Shelstead digs it up, gets it over. Nice play by Ashton. And I think that was blocked at the net there by...
Well, I don't think it went over, Paul.
Oh, it did go over, okay.
Nice dig by Ashton. She sacrificed her body to get that ball up.
You got to be quick, huh?
She is quick.
21-15, can the Eagles come back here? Down by six. Mortensen serves again. In the back row to post, she passes up to their center, Holtgren. Another hit by Tyne from the outside. Shelstead's all over that. And now Hamlin. Uh-oh. And Wolverines can't get it over on the third hit.
That's three in a row, Paul.
Nice play by Hamlin. And head coach Corey Brower wants a timeout. We will take a timeout as well. The momentum is to Lacapelle Valley right now. They're down to McRae, 21-16. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapara Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Hi, my name is Paisley Monroe from the LQPV Girls Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
All right, 22-16. Maya Mortensen did a great job serving there, Sue, until the timeout. Then we come out of timeout, and she serves it long. McRae leading 22-16 as we pick up the action. Rial Jansen passed up to Hawker, and then tied from the outside with another kill. 23-16. McRae getting closer to 25 here. Eagles got their work cut out for them. Here's the serve by McRae's number two, Samantha Holtgren. In the Sawatsky, shells it up to Amlin on third hit. Gets it over in the middle of the court. Post. The tying from the outside. Nice dig there by Ludvigson. Amlin gets it over on the third hit. It was set by Holtgren. Tying again. Boom. Kill by tying.
Yeah, she's just a great outside hitter, and she goes cross-court and just gets the defenders off their heels.
Set point for McRae, 24-16. Here's a serve by the Wolverines, and, oh, nice play by Ludvigson, Marley Ludvigson. How about that?
Yeah, she just did a little tip over. They weren't ready for it.
Still set point for McRae, 24-17. Maya Sawatsky will serve, a freshman. A hard serve goes deep in the back row. Jansen decides to play it. Up to, and this time, time is on the right side, outside. Here's Amlin returns it. Partially blocked at the net. Now we got a whistle, and the Eagles are going to get the point.
They're going to call in the net.
McRae was in the net, yeah?
Yep.
Well, let's rattle off some points here, down 24-18. Set point for McRae. Sawatsky serving. Over to net it goes. Post passing up. A little bad. Oh, recovered nicely. And now went on the other side.
She went around the antenna. Yep. Good call, ref.
Yeah, Emma Tyne hit it on the other side of the antenna. Hey, it's 24-19. You know, the Minneota Cammy match the other night, Minneota was ahead like 20-12. Cammy came back and won 28-26. Oh, what a dig by Shelston, but it goes out of bounds, and that's your set. 25-19, Lacapara Valley loses the first set to state-ranked McRae, 25-19.
Paul, do you have 50-50 tickets?
Oh, I do have a 50-50 ticket. I got to get it out, but we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll find out if Sue or I won a 50-50 ticket.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth, visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls. There's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Hello, my name is Abby Amund. I'm from the LQPV volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Paul Ramos, Sue Volk out here at Lacapara Valley High School today. Camden Conference matchup between state-ranked McRae and Lacapara Valley. Sue, even though the Eagles lost 25-19 in set one, they played them tough, though, didn't they?
They sure did, yeah. They should be proud of themselves. They just got to keep it together now at the start of this match.
All right, set two just underway. And between sets, Sue and I found out we did not win the 50-50 tonight. We weren't even close. I wasn't, anyway, my numbers. How about your numbers?
No, I was about 30 off. But a student got it, so.
Oh, yeah, Tilbury.
Yep.
Yep. All right, set two, underway, 1-1, the score. Hulkrun sets up Jansen, and a kill for Jansen.
You know, Paul, I noticed that the referees have earphones.
Yep, I've noticed that lately of volleyball referees, too.
I didn't know that.
Yep, football referees. Yeah, they so they don't have to walk across.
Yeah.
They can talk to each other.
Because it's a long ways to walk. But.
Yeah. 2-1 McRae here in set two.
Just slows down the game, I suppose.
And a drive there by number 12, Pitt Peterson. Oh, who is that for the Eagles?
I want to say it was Ashton.
Ashton,
yep.
Tied up 2-2. Eagles are playing a lot of energy tonight. And there's a ace serve.
Yep, into right over the net, so there's nothing you can do with that. You're ready for a hard serve, and it just hits the net and just falls over.
That was Marley Ludvigsen with the ace serve, and she's serving again in the post up to Hulkrun. A slide on the backside, and that's an automatic with Brielle Jansen. She's already got 8 kills. Boy, they set her up nice when she's,
yeah,
on the, when she's at the net, huh?
Very fun to watch.
Number one, Maya Post serving. In the Sawatsky, passes the ball up to Ludvigsen. Here's Whitnable with another kill. Carson with her fifth kill. That brought Coach Amber Lee up off the bench. So these four seniors, you coached them when they were what, seventh grade?
Yep, that was the last team that I coached.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they were a lot of fun. They have a lot of neat personalities.
4-3, Lockefall leading, and now McCray, I think, just got a point. Tied it up 4-4. Appreciate you tuning in. And Brielle is serving. Jansen over to net in the shell set. The eighth grader up to Sawatsky, the ninth grader. And
it's a block, and it comes down right in front of her. So point Lockpile. So Lockpile leads 5-4.
Here's Maya Mortensen in the serve. Maya had 3-8 serves in set one in a row. Mortensen run jump serve and goes into Jansen. Up to Hultgren. Here's Kine from the outside. Mortensen saves it. Lovington. Amlin with a drive. McCray. And a big hit there by number 12, Peterson.
Yeah, that all started with a nice pass from the back row up to the middle. And the setter up just really nice.
All right, tied up 5-5. Hultgren serves. Oh, Sawatsky and Mortensen bump into each other, but they keep the ball off the floor. Now Shelstead gets over to that. Hultgren getting set up a drive by number 9. Hultgren, Ruby, Eagles can't play it. McCray leads 6-5. Third kill by Ruby Hultgren. How many Hultgrens are on the roster here? Couple. And this is Samantha Hultgren with the serve. Here's Abby Amlin the drive. Nice dig by Brielle in the back row. Shelstead. Another nice dig by Shelstead. Blocked at the net by the Wolverines. 7-5 McCray. McCray took the first set 25-19. Both these teams played about 6-7 matches in Marshall last Friday and Saturday. And there's a serve, and it's an ace serve for Samantha Hultgren, her third.
She has an absolute phenomenal toss that she gets on top of the ball, and it kind of spins, so it's hard to defend.
That one hit the net and goes there. That's a point. It's playable. That used to be not playable, right?
You could not do that. No, we could not touch the net. I don't really like that new rule either.
Oh, and there's another ace serve. She's on a roll here. 10-5. What is that? 3-8 serves in a row by Hultgren, Samantha. And she gets the whistle from the referee. And the serve in the back row. That was Sawatsky. Nice pass up to Ludwigson. Sawatsky belts it over to that. Here's a drive from the outside by Kine, and it's good.
Yeah, that was close to the line, but line judge Heidi Gertis calls it in.
Coach Amber Lee's calling a timeout, so we'll take a break. McCray leading 11-5, and they lead one set to none on the Eagles. We'll be back right after this.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community.
Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Abby Hamlin just got a kill for the Eagles. And now, Sawatsky, I believe that's Sawatsky serving into the net. McCray leading La Capone Valley 12-6 here in set two. They lost the first set 25-19. Paul Raymond, Sue Volk here tonight. And there's another kill by Abby Hamlin, her fifth of the match. And the senior playing well on senior night.
Yeah, they just got to keep that momentum, though.
Her and Callie Kahn having some fun off the bench there. Almost knocked each other over. Here's Ashton Shelstead. Deep serve in the back row. Jansen decides to pass it up to Holmgren, and Kahn just smokes it. My goodness. And the Wolverines are off and running here, 13-7.
Yeah, Amber Lee is trying to tell the girls in the middle, try to get up there and try to get his hand on that to slow it down a little bit. But
here's Shelstead passing it up to Kahn on the outside. Callie gets it over. Jansen's in the middle and uses her left hand for the point. Riel just picked up her ninth kill of the match. 25-19. First set was won by McCray, 25-19. Right now it's a 7-point lead. Make that an 8-point lead by guess who's serving? Samantha Holmgren. Number two. Run jump serve and goes into the back row. Sawatsky, Shelstead, and now Meyer got called for a carry. Or a double hit.
Yep, double hit.
Now that means what, Sue? Tell our listeners.
So you got to have your hands hit the ball at the same time. So she had her hands just off a little bit, so it's called double hit.
Well, that's got to be a tough call, isn't it?
It's usually sometimes pretty obvious at this level. At this level.
Okay. 16-7 McCray. Holmgren. Or Holmgren setting up. Jansen. Oh, what a block by Meyer. And Leah out there as well. That was a nice block on Jansen.
That's what Coach Lee was telling him to do, is get up there and slow that down. Oh,
Callie Kahn with a big kill. Slow it down?
Slow it down. Get a finger on it.
Boy, Faith Meyer and Sophie Leah, side to side there. I'm not sure who got the block on Jansen, but Jansen hit that ball hard and bounce right back to her. Here's Peyton. Sacks. In the post. Passes up to Holmgren. And Jansen. Oh, nice dig in the back row. And Jansen gets that one done.
She hits it right back at her.
Right back to Peyton. Peyton dug it up the first time. Actually, Peyton hit it right over the net. Right back to Brielle. And Brielle knocked it right back over. Bang, bang play there, 17-8. In the Sawatsky. Bumps it up to Ludvigsen. From the outside, here's Whitnable. Holmgren going to set up outside number 12. That's Peterson. And Peterson gets her second kill. Nice crowd here tonight at La Capone Valley. 10-point lead, 18-8. McCray still serving. Kahn over to net. Holmgren's going to set up. And the Jansen hit it in net. What happened?
Yeah, she hit it in the net. The setter was there. She tried to do a little short set, and the hitter wasn't there, so it just went into the net.
18-9, and Marley Ludvigsen serves. There's that slide again. Blocked out of bounds by the Eagles. Riel Jansen picked up her 10th kill, or an 11th, excuse me. 11th kill for Jansen. And a lot of them kills are set up by Samantha Holmgren, the setter. There's a big drive by Kahn. Oh, and McCray plays it over. Oh, what a nice dig by Shelstead again. And Brielle puts another one down. Amazing.
Amazing is right. Fun to watch.
Sue, I think the section tournament, volleyball tournament, is going to be anybody this year. It's going to be a fantastic tournament.
Hit long out of bounds by Sawatsky.
21-9 McRae. They took the first set 25-19. And here's Post with the serve, and it's an ace serve for Maya Post, her first. Ashton just couldn't get up quick enough on that
one. Well, it kind of nicked the net a little bit, would slow it down, and so Ashton was waiting for the big serve, and then it just dropped right in.
Here's Brielle again.
Kill.
My goodness. 23-9.
13 kills for her.
23-9. Post. Jump serve over the net. It goes into Sawatsky. Nice pass up to Ludvigsen. Kahn with the kill.
Nice short set by Marley Ludvigsen to Kahn there.
Got some quick updates for you. Mineota leading Lakeview 2-0. Cambie already beat Yellow Medicine's 3-0. Here's Jansen again. Boom. 14 kills for Jansen. Central Minnesota Christian leading Ortonville 2-0. Hey, it's a set 24-10. And here's the serve. Next point from McRae. And they do not get the next point. That's a service there.
I think you iced her.
I did. I jinxed her. Set point again for McRae as Maya Mortensen comes in. Let's see if Maya, what did she do last time?
She had three in a row. We need a bunch here, Maya.
24-11 the score. Maya serve in the post. Passes up to Holkren. And Tyne throws it over, and Tyne gets the point. And the Wolverines win it 25-11. So they go up 2-0 on Lacapal Valley. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break between sets here, and we'll come back with set three right after this.
Let's go, Eagles!
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Locker Brawl Valley, everyone. Paul Ramos, Sue Volk here. We're in set three. McCray leads 2-0 on Locker Brawl Valley. They won the first set 25-19, won the second set 25-11. Sue, your thoughts on the volleyball match so far?
You know, Locker Brawl is playing with McCray. They just, you know, we just can't stop their kills.
Yeah. Yeah, Brielle Jansen leading Wolverines with 15 kills. And leading Lacapal Valley, I've got, Amlin with 5, Whit Mabel with 5, and Kahn with 5. All right, let's pick up the set 3. It's 4-0 to start the set here. The great lead. And Samantha Holgren, she's done an amazing job setting up Jansen for sure. And she's serving. And Mortensen. Kahn throws it over. Back to the McCray side. Brielle picks up her 16th kill.
Yeah, when McCray gets that pass, there's just no stopping that.
I said that the most kills I've seen this year was by the Ortonville girl. Her name eludes me right now, but she had 16 the other night.
Yeah, I heard she's a pretty tall, too, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah. Oh, nice job by Lacapal Valley. That was Mortensen getting over. Here's number 9, Ruby Holgren. Fanned on that one. Point for Eagles. It's 5-1. Peyton Sack to come in to serve. Hey, Thursday night, we'll have more volleyball for you out here at Lacapal Valley. The Eagles will host their friendly rival from Dawson Boyd. Throw the records out the window when Dawson Boyd and Lacapal play each other.
For real.
Here's Jansen again. And that time, Ashton Shelstead, the eighth grader, digs it up nicely. Whitney able to big drive. Oh, Jansen keeps it alive. Oh, what a play by McCray. Holgren setting up the outside, number 9. That's Ruby Holgren.
Yeah.
And Jansen gets that one over again.
You know, Lacapal's doing what Coach Lee wants him to do, is get up there and get on that block a little bit and slow it down, but then we just can't return it back over, and then it's the crazy boys.
6-1 is your score. McCray leading, and they serve in the shell stead. Kahn, partially blocked by Jansen. Host bumps it over. And now Peyton Sachs in the back row up to Sawatsky. Kahn throws it deep. McCray keeps it off the floor, and there's a kill by number 12, Emerson Peterson. I think that's her fourth. And the Wolverines are jumped out to a 6-point lead. Well, we've had parents' night tonight, senior night. The guys sang the national anthem, and pretty festive out here at the Eagles Nest tonight.
Yeah, I think I figured out the theme. I think it's Made America.
What's that?
America, because it's a lot of red, white, and blue over there, oh. I think, is their theme.
Oh, gotcha. Now, there's no surprise that that was the 18th kill for Brielle Jansen, Amber Lee, calling a timeout. So we got a timeout on the floor. The Eagles down 2-0 to McCray, and they're down 8-1 here in set 3. We'll be back after this.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Matson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Matson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Matson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Paul Ramos, Sue Volk back here at Lacapulco Valley tonight in this Camden Conference matchup between McRae and Lacapulco Valley. The Wolverines leading the Eagles 2 sets to none. We're in set 3. A little small comeback here by the Eagles, Sue.
It is.
Down 8-4. Shelstead, Holmgren passes up. The set and a drive by Grial again from the set by Samantha Holmgren.
There was your slide again, Paul.
The slide. 19 kills by Brielle. She's going to hit the 20 mark here before we're done. Post is serving the libero player, the junior. Gets it into the eighth grader, a little too far. Oh, Brielle, a rare mistake there by Jansen. She knows it. She just didn't time that one right.
No, it was right to her, and she just couldn't put it away.
And the head coach, Tori Brower, laughing with her, and she's going to correct this one. Look at that.
Yep.
Wow. 20 kills for Jansen. And I got to give the line judge, Scott Lemke, the Lacapulco superintendent, a lot of credit there in the last couple points. He called it right. They were close.
He got both of them right, so I'll give him that.
10-5, McRae leading here in set 3. Here's Abby from the outside. Holmgren gonna set up a drive there by Pine. What was that? Out?
Out, yeah.
Emma Tyne's been kind of quiet after the first set. I think she had five kills just in set one alone. Dr. Paul serving. Who's this? Maya?
Maya.
Mortensen. A serve by Maya. Nice tight
serve.
Oh, there's an ace serve. She is such a good server.
7-10. We just need her going to roll here.
I guess Maya put in a lot of time in summer volleyball last summer. And
yeah,
it shows.
I think a lot of girls play in the Watertown League.
Okay. Another tight serve just barely over to that. Also, and this time the drive there is by Swenson. Eagles return it. Holmgren going to set up Tyne from the outside. She goes right down the line for the kill. 7 for Tyne. And it's 11-7, McRae. More volleyball for you Thursday. I'll be out here at Lacapulco Valley with the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. That should be a fun one. Oh, the Eagles couldn't return that one.
You know, a little bit of miscommunication there.
And then Friday night football. Well, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks are going to Lakeview. What a facility Lakeview has for football. Can't wait to be there for that.
Paul, you're never home.
Nope, never. Here's a drive by McRae, and they go up 13-7. Trying to close it out here. They lead 2-0. Well, you're never home either.
No, I'm not.
When I go out the sticks, you're out there.
Yep.
By the way, you did a nice job waiting on me at the other side.
Well, thank you very much.
And there's an eighth serve on Samantha Holmgren. Look, one, two, three, four, six, seven. And I wonder if that's right. Anybody ever get 7 eighth serves?
I don't know.
That's what I got her for. My goodness. 14-7. goes in the shell set. Here's Swatsky, Amlin from the outside. Dug up, passed up to the front of the net. Tyne throws it over. Shellstead, Ludvigsen, Amlin, down, good.
Well, that calls it in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you better. That was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
My point. Sophie Leah comes off the bench for Ludvigsen. 14-8. Let's see if the Eagles can go in a rally here. There's Maya Sawatsky, one of the best softball pitchers around. Can't wait for softball.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, Emma Tyne. That was the hardest hit ball there. I'm getting a new press box out in the softball field out there. Did you see that? They tore the old one down?
Just for you, Paul.
Yeah. Can't wait. It'll be at the right angle this time. 15-8, McCray. And Emma blocked at the net by McCray's number three, Emma Tyne. 16, second block there by, actually they're giving the blast to Ruby Holmgren.
Yeah.
16-8 is your score. McCray serves it in to Swatsky. Shell set up to Amlin. Abby gets it over the net. Here's the set. Tyne throws it. Ah, and it's in right at the feet of Superintendent Lemka.
I think he's kind of getting into it
down
there.
Yeah, he is.
Kind of a little action going on for him.
17-8. Should give the other line judge some credit, too.
Yeah, she's been kind of quiet over there. She hasn't had as much calls as Scott has.
Timeout call by Coach Amber Lee. The 10-point lead for McCray here in set three. And the McCray leads two sets to none. We'll take a commercial break. And we'll be back with more volleyball from La Caprile Valley right after this.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right, 18-9, McCray leading La Caprile Valley. We're in set three. McCray leading two sets to none on the Eagles. Here's eighth grader Ashton Shellstead, Sue's godchild. And, oh my goodness, Emma Tyne just almost took somebody's head off with that kill.
For real.
You know, you're down. We're up here high. It looks hard, but I can't imagine being on the floor and what that looks like coming at you. How hard the ball is hit. 10-point lead for McCray, 19-9. Rael Jansen leading with 20 kills. McCray serves in to the Eagles, and here's Kahn, the senior, on senior night. Over the net it goes. A drive on the outside by Ruby Holmgren. Here's Jansen. That time the Eagles play it back.
Two great digs by Ashton.
And the Eagles get the point. How about that?
Yep. Return.
19-10. Well, the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a player of the game and also a Wow Ottawa play of the game. We like to call it Wow. That's quite a play. Wow.
You said that very well.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to Brent Mosling for sponsoring the play of the game this year. 19-10. Payton serves. Holmgren setting up Brielle. There's a good block at the net by the Leah and Tom. And who gets that for the play?
Number 13 gets his kill of the game.
20-10, McCray. The Wolverines will serve. They lead two sets to none. They won the first set 25-19. Won the second set 25-11. And the Eagles can't return it.
They won't block at the net.
Who was that blocked by?
I want to see.
It was Brielle.
Brielle, yep.
Jansen with a block. I think that's her first. 21-10. McCray looking to pick up their 20th win of the season tonight. They're 4 points away. Emma Tyne comes out on the rotation. It's served by the Wolverines in the Swatsky. Here's a drive by the outside by Carson Whitnabel. Jansen throws it over on the third hit. Ludvigsen sets up Kahn in the middle and boom, a point.
Nice set by Marley to Kahn.
Do that all the time.
Well, it's hard, Paul, because you know what? You have to come with the first pass.
Yeah. Yep, passing is, like you said, Sue, in the Subway pregame show, passing is everything. 21-11. Here's Jansen, and hit out of bounds in the back row. And Brielle, 21 kills. 22-11. Maya Post, McCray serving in the shell set. Ludvigsen passes up to Whitnabel. Good! That's the way to do it.
For real.
Six kills for Whitnabel.
And that started with the pass, too, Paul from Aston.
Abby Amlin has six kills. Whitnabel with six. Callie Kahn with six. Kahn is serving. Hulkering going to set up Riel in the middle. Kahn saves it in the back row. 22-12 is your score. Eagles hit it over. Now Jansen's going to touch it down. And Eagles can't play it over on the third hit.
Yeah, it's a lot of collision going on over there in the lack of power trying to get that ball over the net.
23-12, McCray. Set three. McCray leads two sets to none. And Jansen's going to come out. Hulkern back in. Brielle's got 21 kills, I think. 23-12 is the score. And they lost the volleyball. Where's the volleyball?
It's coming.
McCray's serving number 10. Ooh, you want to try that last name? Jelibusk. There's the serve. And Eagles hit it in the net. And we got match point here for Lacapaul Valley. 24-12. Match point for the Wolverines. The serve by the Wolverines. Shelstead bumps it up to Sawatsky. Back to Aston in the middle of the court. Ooh, the McCray decides to play it. Hulkert. Hulkert wins it for McCray.
Set point, 25-12.
25-12. McCray takes the third set. And they win it three sets to none over Lacapaul Valley. We'll take about a 3-minute break. Come back with Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever. Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparo County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the
Thanks
Neon Needles.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles.
Paul Rainbow here along with Sue Volk. McCray beats Lacaparo Valley 3-1, 25-19, 25-11, 25-12. Sue, who are we naming player of the game?
We are naming Brielle Jansen. And it's her birthday today.
Yep.
And she also was crowned homecoming queen today during school.
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Brielle, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Big day for you. Homecoming queen this afternoon?
Yep. It was a lot of fun.
Who's the king? Do you have a king?
Yep. Griffin Noble.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's homecoming week in McCray this week.
Yep. Okay. Ours is a little later this year. I don't know why.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Right. Well, congratulations on the win. 21 kills. Talk about who set you up, your setter and stuff.
Yeah. Sam Holkren is our setter, and she's done a really good job improving over from last year to this year. So she's done a good job. And yeah, it starts with a pass and then a set and then a kill. So it takes everyone.
Yeah, we talked about that all night long, I guess.
Yeah.
It comes with the pass. And
yep.
Up to your setters. Yep. And you guys did that well tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
You're ranked in the state. Sue and I are saying the section tournament this year, I think, is wide open. Do you agree with that?
I do. I truly think that there's like six teams that have the chance to go to state. It's just going to be who gets hot and who wants it most. So it's going to be fun when it comes to that time.
Yeah, who wants it most.
Yep.
There's a lot of good teams this year.
Yes, there are a lot of good teams in our section this year.
All right. You want to talk basketball yet?
I am excited for basketball, but, you know, got to focus on volleyball last season.
For your listeners, Brielle signed with Minnesota State Mankato, right?
Yep. Well, I haven't officially signed yet.
Okay.
I'll do that soon. But
verbal commitment?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Why Mankato?
I love it there. I went on my visit, and it just felt like home. The coaches, the players, the way they play, I loved it. So.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go. Your friends and family are waiting for you.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Thank you, Brielle, for joining us.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Brielle Jansen of the McCray Wolverines, and she's our Neon Needles player of the game, and she gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles in Dawson. What's our WOW Ottawash play of the game, Sue?
I don't know, Paul. It's tough.
First of all, we can mention a few.
We can, yep. So I feel that for Lacaparo, Ashton Shelfstead in the back row and playing in the barrel position, you know, when you have McCray playing and coming and having those hard hitters like they have, I said she got a touch on almost every ball that was hit at her and made a play at it. And that's what you expect. You know, she's only an eighth grader, but she's competitive and she sacrificed herself tonight to get those digs.
Yeah, she did fantastic. So that's our WOW Ottawash play of the game, Ashton Shelstead for Lacaparo Valley for good digs in the back row. And being only an eighth grader, can you imagine that?
Yeah, she's going to be good.
Yeah. Let's go through some quick stats here for Locker Paul. Abby Amlin had 6 kills. Carson Whitnable, 6. Tally Khan, 6. And Maya Mortensen with 4 ace serves tonight. We got to say, give a shout-out to the seniors again. 4 seniors that was recognized tonight.
Hey, Abby Amlin, Tally Khan, Lindsay Lovickson, and Paisley Monroe.
Yep, and then we recognize the seniors tonight along with their parents. And it's been a fun night here. Eagles, too bad the Eagles couldn't pull it out.
Yeah, McCray is a good team.
I didn't do the stats. Brielle Jansen, 21 kills tonight. Samantha Hulker, and how many ace serves did she have? At least 4 or 5.
Yeah, maybe we should mention her, too, as well, because we talked about her all night long, too, and her serve.
Yeah. So McCray wins it 3-0 here tonight at La Caparo Valley. And let's go through some other scores here quick. Camby swept YME 3-0. Minneota swept Lakeview 3-0. Central Minnesota Christian beat Hortonville 3-0. That seems to be the theme tonight.
Yeah.
Sue, thanks for helping out.
Hey, thanks for having me, Paul. It's fun.
Yeah, it's always fun doing volleyball and softball with you.
For real.
And I can't wait to do softball with you in our new press box.
There we go.
Spring. That'll be fun.
Something to look forward to.
I haven't heard how the La Caparo Dawson Boyd tennis team did today. They were in section tennis. They had a huge upset win on Monday, upsetting the third seed Laverne Cardinals. And they played Morris, I think, late this afternoon.
I'm sure, Paul, you'll report on that in the morning.
I will. All right. Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And we'll see you Thursday night from La Caparo Valley when Dawson Boyd comes to the Eagles' Nest in volleyball. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good makes them look good. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic.